Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. The Magpies reflecting on a fantastic victory on Wednesday evening, a 4-1 win at Bournemouth that leaves Newcastle in 13th place, but still very much in with a chance of finishing in the top 8 or better this season. Newcastle just 4 points now adrift of Arsenal in 7th, as goals from Dwight Gale, Sean Langstaff, Miguel Almiron and substitute Valentino Lazaro gave the visitors a convincing victory. Afterwards, boss Steve Bruce was delighted with the performance, as you would expect. Bruce, speaking to the BBC, said, "Some of the football we played and the goals that we scored were a delight to watch. All credit to the players. I felt that we had lost that cutting edge, creating an opportunity to try and win a match. We enjoyed playing, that was pretty evident. And there was a certain cutting edge to them. Long may it continue." The star man for Newcastle, even though he didn't get on the score sheet, was Alan Saint-Maximin, who got 3 assists in the 4-1 victory. And Bruce was pleased with his contribution. He said afterwards that Saint-Maximin is capable of doing anything, while the player himself admits that it was a very enjoyable performance. He said, "I liked my second assist because it was good dribbling. I said to Longstaff to wait for this, and he has to score a great goal, so I'm really happy," he said. Bruce also added, "He is a wonderful talent. Every time I go to a ground and people haven't seen him play, they always say what a talent he is. He can only get better." Newcastle have 3 consecutive away wins for the first time since November 2016, and are just 2 points off Sheffield United in 10th, with 6 games still to go. That's all for now. We'll have more later.